As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Another big day as we lead up to the big night Thursday when the Bears right now select number 10 overall.
Yeah, final 48 hours of rumor, conjecture, and hyperventilation for anybody that wants to get giddy about the anticipation of the draft. You can feel the excitement building inside of Halas Hall for what they feel like they have the opportunity to do here by the end of the week. And it's time, right? Like, I think everybody's feeling that goes all the way to the top of the front office with a group that's ready to watch this thing play out in a way that both Ryan Poles and Ian Cunningham described today as potentially wild. And so get ready, get that seatbelt ready, Grody, for Thursday and Friday, because it might be wild in there.
I thought that was definitely the takeaway of the day, and that should not have been surprising for anybody to hear. I mean, we've been going through the exercise. We just did our first annual draft bonanza show, which is up and running right now. It's a long one. It's an hour and a half, so we invite you guys to give that a listen. All sorts of good information in it. Anthony Heron and I did our own little groupthink mock draft for the first 10, and it was pretty incredible once we got to 10. Dan, the options that still existed for the Bears. I mean, you're going to have, I think he came up with an offensive lineman. Which offensive lineman did he? He took Kelvin Banks. Okay. Tyler Warren was still on the board. Colston Loveland was still on the board. So it was funny, but like once we got to that point, there we were with all these potential guys. Now, I don't know how the Bears see these guys. If they see somebody like Tyler Warren as a guy who should be in the top 10, we don't know what grades they have on them. It feels like, continues to feel like, there's tons of momentum in the direction of a tackle on that offensive line.
It certainly would make sense to us with all the things that we've talked about. What's interesting to me is the more you do this exercise, the more you realize that there's going to be something fun available to the Bears at number 10, no matter what happens at 1 through 9. And so the sort of need and desire for patience is very real in this situation. At the same time, there are a few of those players where you're like, man, like if so-and-so drops, do we consider going up? And so like, it's practical to stay at 10, but then there's the idea that, you know, if a Genty falls, if a Mason Graham falls, I'll give another name to you that we haven't talked at all about over the last 3 months. It's Jaylen Walker, because everyone expects him to be off the board by 10. But if he's sitting there at 8, like, you know, is that something you consider there at a premium position with a guy that everyone feels like checks all the boxes? Do you consider that? And so that's going to be interesting to both watch and then to reflect on as we get to talk to the decision makers at Halas Hall over the weekend on what their kind of calculations were in terms of staying put versus considering a move up if they so desire.
I'd love it if Jaylen Walker was available. And I'll add to what you just said, like one of the definites that I've been hearing from people, you know, who really study the draft and the film and all of that, is that they are saying if Mason Graham is there, run to the podium, run to the podium and get that guy, even if it's at the expense of going after.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kelvin Banks, I guess we're truly going to find out, Dan, if the Bears are, you know, best player available. We know the need. Let's face it. The need right now is probably another tackle. Not that taking a defensive tackle would not be a need, but I would put that in terms of need ahead of that. But if Mason Graham's there, and I agree with these people, run to the podium to take that man if he's there. And again, some people say that he will be there. Maybe he goes. You know, yesterday we were talking about the idea that New Orleans could ruin everything for the Bears in the second round or even at number nine. That's the team, man. Keep those names in mind. New Orleans at number nine and our old friend Carolina at number eight. By the way, I mocked Tetero McMillan, the wide receiver from Arizona to Carolina, just to give Bryce Young a big, tall, strong wide receiver.
There you go. And he's a guy that's gotten a lot of buzz as one of the top pass catchers in this draft. Look, like, I'll float this here for you. Like, I think Mason Graham is one of those prospects that's on the Bears board that could be worth moving up for. And then your question is how high do you want to move up for anybody? If you're going to go up, like, what do you want to give up?
Yes.
I think when Ryan Poles talked about this movement that he sees happening and this possibility of teams doing various moves, I think one of the things you have to consider is how most draft analysts see this class as being so deep through what we've said, like picks 80, 85, 90, that there's going to be some temptation to play around with your second and third round picks just to get guys that you like, understanding that part of the draft is going to be plentiful, you know? So there's a lot of different things you can do there. I think that the Jacksonville Jaguars are a wild card in every scenario. I don't know who you and Ant had mocked to the Jaguars, but you've got a first-time GM who's like 32 years old and James Gladstone. You've got a first-time head coach and Liam Cohen. And so there's not a lot of track record to be able to be like, oh, this is what this regime likes to do. And so I think it's going to be fascinating to see where they go. I think, you know, common sense says that they're a possible landing spot for Mason Graham. They could be a spot if Will Campbell gets past four, where they would, you know, address that position there. Who knows what the Jaguars decide to do, but that could be the first pivot point on this board where you say, okay, now this thing's moved in a bunch of different directions. And I always remind people that, like, it only takes one surprise twist for the next 12 picks to be like, whoa, okay, we're going in a totally different direction than we expected to be because everything got shaken up at number X, right?
Throw your board, like literally people throwing their boards out, tearing up paper and say, it's on, it's going to be the Wild West in this draft. And we'll get to some of the polls comments here in a second. You asked about Jacksonville and the draft that Big Ant and I put together, Anthony Heron, former NFLer and does just about everything. Fox 32 works for The Score. You've seen Anthony Heron all over town. We did end up with Mason Graham at at number five to Jacksonville. Yeah. And the Raiders taking Ashton Jeanty, Armon Membo to the New York Jets at number seven. You know, Justin Fields needs a friend there. I told you, Tet McMillan, as they call Tetero McMillan, everybody calls him Tet. Tet McMillan to Carolina. New Orleans, we did have Jalen Walker. See, you brought it up, man. We did have Jalen Walker going to New Orleans at number nine. And then with the Bears, I took Tyler Warren at that point. He took Kelvin Banks. We were both allowed to pick for the Bears.
You know,
I couldn't resist Tyler Warren, but Big Ant was like, you got to bring in another offensive lineman.
My colleague Brad Biggs is going to put out his mock draft on Wednesday morning at ChicagoTribune.com. He's going to go all the way through pick 41. So you're going to get the first three picks that the Bears have there. You saw the gift baskets I assembled for you in our Bonanza show. We're still waiting for the silent auction to be complete there so I can hand out the rewards there. But there's a lot. There's a lot of different permutations of where this draft can go. It's just time. It's time to get there. I think you sense the excitement that the Bears have. And I think the other thing that you heard today from both Ryan Poles and Ian Cunningham is confidence that they quickly got aligned with this new coaching staff, with Ben Johnson at the forefront of the offense, Dennis Allen at the forefront of the defense, and feeling like there wasn't a whole lot of butting heads or tension or things to smooth out the edges, that they feel pretty comfortable, that they see things similarly, the visions are similarly, and that they did a good job, the coaching staff did, of articulating what they want at certain positions that will help the Bears navigate this draft board the way they need to.
I noted that as well. I don't know, and it's obviously a good thing everybody agrees, but part of what I've heard in the past is like dissension, that's a bad word, that's a negative word, just other opinions. So I don't know if I like the groupthink or not. I mean, it's good. I guess it's good when everybody agrees, but I actually prefer it when you hear other voices and other guys getting passionate about people, but they seem to think that that's a good thing, that they're all on the same page.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. MIDI can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.